It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, the race for the Republican presidential nomination moves back to the middle of the country. Tomorrow, Minnesota and Colorado hold caucuses, and Missouri holds a primary. None of these events will actually commit delegates for the convention in August, but the campaigns will watch closely for trends in all three states. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Colorado, where only Republicans can caucus tomorrow, but where independents may be the key vote in November.
At the upscale Cherry Creek Mall in Denver, Scott Cardos is shopping with his girlfriend and her parents. He's 24 years old and just graduated with a degree in electrical engineering. He says he's not so interested in being either a Democrat or a Republican.
I don't really identify with either party. A lot of the things I agree with the Republican side and a lot of things I agree on the Democrat side, so can't really decide on either one, and I flip-flop pretty much every other election on who I'd rather vote for.
Cardos is part of a growing national trend, especially in battleground states like Colorado. The centrist think tank Third Way studied eight key states and found that both major parties are losing voters, while the number of independents continues to grow. Analyst Lene Erickson says in Colorado it's practically a three-way tie now in registration.
Independents actually rose by nearly 10% in Colorado just since 2008. So there's been a huge surge in independent voters. And so as a proportion of the electorate, independents have really gained on both parties.
That's not good news for Ryan Call, the state GOP chief running tomorrow's caucus here. Officials do not expect more than 10% of registered Republicans to show up. But Call says the caucus is still good for energizing the base and recruiting the volunteers who will help voter outreach, including to independents.
So they're not getting a lot of calls right now. But it is a very important priority for us as a party to make sure we're reaching out.
Brady Mann, a registered independent, is glad he's not getting calls right now. He's turned off by politics and by both parties.
And he's out of balance. Thank you.
Mann was at an outdoor Super Bowl party in Denver last night. The crowd was huddled around a big fire watching the game projected on a white sheet. Mann says he's turned off by the bickering of the Republican candidates and doesn't want to be part of either party.
Especially right now, we want to blame Bush for the last 8 years for the reasons why Obama hasn't succeeded. We want to blame Obama for not fixing everything that needed to be fixed, and nobody wants to take responsibility for themselves.
Mann, who's 36 and works in advertising, has had to take pay cuts and take in a roommate because of the economic downturn. He was against the bank bailouts and wants less regulation, but he also has no health insurance, so he likes President Obama's health care policy. Colorado pollster Floyd Cirilli says independent voters are hard to pin down. They usually wait until the last minute to make up their minds.
It just sort of makes our polling and our elections volatile.
President Obama won Colorado by 9 percentage points. Nationwide, he captured 52% of the independent votes. But a recent poll by the Pew Research Center found that more than half of independents now disapprove of the job the president is doing. Back at the Super Bowl party, Brady Mann says he voted for George W. Bush twice and for President Obama last time. This year, he's not sure.
I'm going to vote for the person that I want to vote for, and hopefully that person puts the least amount of barriers in my way. But regardless of what happens, I got to take care of me. That's why I'm independent.
Very independent.
Yeah, I think so. I try.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Denver.